Hi, I'm the Strategist Cowboy. This week's first and only Special to Delirium contestant is the Belgian Delirium Christmas or Delirium Novel from the brewery Huygens. If this beer doesn't taste great, I'm going to pour half of it out in the sink, not to get unnecessarily hammered, since it is a large bottle, and the beer has got a very high ABV level too. As well, I don't like to be hammered, since I get dizzy and tired, and if I get really hammered, I throw up, and later on I get hungover. You know the feeling. It's unpleasant. The name of the beer is Delirium Novel.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Our first and only contestant this week is the ale dubbed Delirium Noël, meaning Delirium Christmas in French, from Brewery Huygens in Belgium. It's not the only Delirium beer the Brewery Huygens has, but most of their beers are Delirium beers. They have several beers called Delirium something as well, of which all of them but one barrel-aged beer is quite a bit weaker in ABV. And I'm thinking, why do they want family fathers to be extra drunk on Christmas? These are 25 ounces bottles. I have some issues regarding the lack of moral fibers in the owners of this brewery. These are not people I would like to get to know, but I'm not going to get into it further. You can find it out yourself if you surf in on their website. This beer is a seasonal and recurring beer in Systemblogget's assortment. Brewery Huygens has been brewing beers since 1654. The ingredients in Delirium Christmas are water, barley malt, hops, and yeast. The malt is of the sort caramel. The beer has got an IBU of 26. IBU meaning International Bitterness Unit. An IBU of 26 is not in the top end. The best before date on this particular beer is as generous as June 2026. No doubt because of the high level of ABV. Today it is late December 2023. The Delirium Christmas beer assortment comes in a size 75 centiliters, i.e. an about 25 liquid ounces bottle. They exist in 11 ounces bottles too, but not at Systembolaget. The bottle's two-folded front label depicts a pink elephant with a large Santa cap skiing down a gentle slope. The bottle is plugged with a genuine cork, and a steel wire is securing it to the bottle. The Delirium Christmas cost me 90 kronor at Systemblogget. That is a whopping $8.80. It is the most expensive beer I have ever tried on this show. There are beers at Systemblogget that cost over $10, sometimes up to $12. But this one cost $1.40 per every 4 ounces of beer. You better taste great, Delirium Christmas. According to Systemblog, the preferred serving temperature on this beer assortment is 10 to 12 degrees Celsius, i.e. about 50 to 54 degrees Fahrenheit. The brewery says nothing about preferred serving temperatures. The Delirium Christmas has got a 10% ABV level. 10%. How about the experience then? I have it right here. It's been standing on my desk for a while now because I want it to be a little bit not... I'm sorry. I'm going to open this. Let's see if it's. One moment. The aroma is typical ale aroma from Belgium. I have another type of glass now this today, and this is a little bit, gives a little bit higher head. This head is actually four, almost 8 fingers tall in this a little bit narrower glass than I had before. So 8 fingers tall. This is a real beer glass. It's a classic, I mean, it's very beautiful. Stylish. It's a little bit sugary in its flavor. I mean, aroma. It's, I can see my fingers through the glass, but it's now. It's 25 ounces bottle, so, you know. But it's, brown, amber-like in color. Well, for a beer made with only water, barley malt, hops and yeast, they certainly have made it special. It's very strong. I don't think I have tried a stronger beer on this show. Perhaps equally strong or 0.2 points stronger ABV. First impression is good. It's a good beer. It's very rich. It should be. Wort bread like in its taste, I think, but more sugary perhaps, like brown sugar or cane sugar. Very sweet. It's not particularly yeasty. Well, it is. It is yeasty. It's not very malty, I think. Taste on my palate is honey. Honey-like. And it's sweet, as I said. It's not very... I think it's fairly bitter, actually, and hoppy, very hoppy. It's not candy-like. There's a bit fruitiness in it. Like orange peely and some spices. Peppery spices. The undertone is sugary. Carbonation level is, I don't know. Let's pour up some more. Now it's not much cloudier, actually, not yet, but it will come, it'll come. It's a large bottle. The bottle is actually made of clay, it looks like. or glass with some kind of sprayed stuff on it. It looks like clay or concrete cement. But anyway, it's not, you can't see into the glass. It's not clear at all. I mean into the glass, actually, because it's clay. It looks like clay, but I don't know. I'm not sure if it is. The carbonation level is, I don't know, but I think it's pretty high. Is it creamy? Almost. Almost, but not quite. It's not acidic and there are no aberrations. It's a little bit on the dark side, but not very much. I don't think it's filtered, not much either. It's not very filtered, if any. Is it well balanced? Oh yes. It's honey-like too. Let's see if there are any more flavors in it or tastes. Pineapple, no. Pine needle, no. Apricot, no. Light bread, no. Banana. Maybe a little bit banana taste, actually. But you could also say it's honey taste. Take your pick. Licorice, no. Clove, no. Fudge, no. Chocolate, no. Well, chocolate, I'd say it's chocolate tasty. I'd say so. Coffee, no. Raspberry, no. Blueberry, no. Mango, no. Tangerine, no. Raisin. I mean, I could throw in a lot of flavors in it, but let's not go nuts. Let's not go banana. Bananas. And vanilla, let's see. No. What about grading then? How many devils do I grade this beer? It's gonna get a high grading. Nine devils out of 10 possible. Okay. Absolutely don't drink and operate heavy machines, military or civilian. Drink responsibly or not at all. Don't drink at all if you're underage or pregnant. A revealing Biden statement in conversation with Bibi. World Israel News published this revealing article on the 13th of December 2023 with the headline Biden, indiscriminate bombing costing Israel. Netanyahu has to change. Biden is no fool. The following is a smoking gun regarding the war that wasn't unnecessary, the one in Iraq from 2003. Quote, "Don't make the same mistakes we made at 9/11. There was no reason why we had to be in a war in Afghanistan at 9/11." End quote, Joe Biden. No shit. That war was all about vengeance. But consider what he said, or rather what he didn't say. He's saying between the lines that the war in Iraq was necessary. So it is true. The war in Iraq was about the oil after all. Let us continue reading from the article. President Joe Biden on Tuesday expressed strong criticism towards Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his most conservative coalition and said that international support for Israel was waning in light of its indiscriminate bombing of Gaza. "I think Netanyahu has to change," Biden said at a campaign fundraiser in Washington, hosted by former AIPAC board chair Lee Rosenberg. Biden, while acknowledging Netanyahu as a good friend, said his government, which was the most conservative in Israel's history, was making it very difficult for him to move. Singling out National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, Biden lamented the demise of the two-state solution for solving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Ben-Gvir and company and the new folks don't want anything remotely approaching a two-state solution. My comment on that. Well, it isn't good to deploy US troops in a hornet's nest, is it? He still needs most of the Arab countries on his side, and part of Europe too, to wage war against Iranian proxy forces and ultimately against Iran. If Biden could manage it, he would have already deployed the US troops. It is also difficult to accomplish in peacetime if he is not straightforward with his people. And so must Netanyahu be truthful. But how can one be truthful if one is about to start a new war? But Biden is a liberal, and liberals have a hard time when they want to start a war. The US does not yet have a Napoleon or a Julius Caesar, and if there ever will come one, it won't be Donald J. Trump. The article continues, quote, Biden recalled a conversation with Netanyahu in which the American president advised his Israeli counterpart against repeating mistakes made by the US, like the post-9/11 actions in Afghanistan. He underscored the critical support Israel receives globally, warning that they're starting to lose that support by the indiscriminate bombing that takes place. It was pointed out to me, I'm being very blunt with you all, it was pointed out to me that by Bibi, that, well, you carpet bombed Germany, you dropped the atom bomb, a lot of civilians died, Biden said. I said, yeah, that's why all these institutions were set up after World War II, to see to it that it didn't happen again. It didn't happen again. Don't make the same mistakes we made at 9/11. There was no reason why we had to be in a war in Afghanistan at 9/11. There was no reason why we had to do some of the things we did, end quote. My comment as for there was no reason why we had to be in a war in Afghanistan at 9/11. There was no reason why we had to do some of the things we did, statement. It wasn't an actual statement per se, but I don't trust Biden's well-considered, planned, and thoroughly thought-through actual statements. You know, Iraq must be stopped from resorting to using their weapons of mass destruction kind of thing. Let us continue reading from the article. Quote, they not only want to have retribution, which they should, for what Hamas did, but against all Palestinians. They don't want anything to do with the Palestinians, he said. Biden didn't spare Palestinian leaders from criticism either, though he didn't clarify whether his remarks were aimed at Hamas or the Palestinian Authority. The Palestinians have not been governed well at all, he commented. But he went on to stress that Netanyahu needs to make moves to strengthen the PA. You cannot say there's no Palestinian state at all in the future, Biden emphasized. His comments come days after Netanyahu compared the PA to Hamas, saying that the only difference between them was the methods they used to reach the common goal of destroying Israel. The PA, he claimed, aims to dismantle Israel in stages, while Hamas seeks its immediate destruction, end quote. My comment on that. How innocent and sweet. It is clear that Biden fears that the Abraham Accord will not last for much longer. The Abraham Accord is the recent friendly Israeli relations with many Arab nations, and in particular Saudi Arabia and Morocco. The US won't go to war against Morocco, or cannot go to war against Morocco, to gain access into the Strait of Gibraltar and the Mediterranean. Also, on World Israel News on December 15, 2023, Quote, Israel to the US, it will take more than a few months to destroy Hamas. Biden's national security advisor meets with Prime Minister Netanyahu, Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, to discuss ongoing Hamas war. President Joe Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, arrived in Israel Thursday, meeting with senior Israeli leaders, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, for talks on the ongoing war with Hamas. Netanyahu hosted Sullivan and Biden's special Middle East envoy, Brett McGurk, for talks in the Kiryat, the headquarters of the IDF in Tel Aviv, where Sullivan met with Israeli National Security Council's director, Tzachi Hanegbi, Likud, a Likud member, and members of the Israeli War Cabinet. The American delegation met with Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, Likud member, as part of the consultations with the War Cabinet. Amid calls from some foreign leaders and many Democratic lawmakers who have urged Biden to pressure Jerusalem for Israel to wrap up its war with Hamas, Gallant emphasized that the destruction of the terror organization will require a lengthy campaign. And here's the finale. It is not easy to take a democracy into war, but once we are in the war, we will prevail because we are fighting for the right issues and for the right values. Thank you for standing side by side with us, Gallant said, end quote. My comment. As I said in the last episode, Israel is gearing up for an about 4 months long war against Hamas, and the US supplied IDF with tank ammo sufficient for a war of about 4 months, as I mentioned earlier on in my December 15 podcast episode a couple of hours before the article appeared on World Israel News. Although they dated the article December 14, it came online on December 15. Other articles were from December 15 in the same package of news in my email box. They just changed the date in the article. Oh, who am I kidding? The algorithms are heavily stacked against me. I'm no Javier Milei. I actually care for my country. And as for Biden, I have only one thing to say to him. Don't prove my point. The source for this was World Israel News. Moving on. GOP's immigration policy double-edged. Microsoft and Fox News both run a story on December 17, or approximately December 17, 2023. Quote, ex-ICE chief Thomas Homan eyes historic deportation if Trump's re-elected. No one's off the table. Former acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, director Tom Homan wants to unfreeze the agency and help launch a massive and historic deportation program if former President Trump returns to the White House in 2025. Homan promised no illegal immigrant would be off the table for enforcement. Scrolling down, people say, how are you going to remove millions? The answer is, one at a time, he told Fox News Digital in a recent interview. No one's off the table. If you're in the country, illegally, in violation of immigration law, you are a target. Scrolling down, Homan stressed that ICE would continue to prioritize the most serious offenders as it has done during the Trump and Biden administrations, and that operations wouldn't involve indiscriminate sweeps, but targeted enforcement operations planned in advance, targeting specific criminal illegal immigrants. But those operations can also result in collateral arrests of other illegal immigrants. Scrolling down, I'm not fooling myself into thinking we can remove 20 million people, but you know, we're going to give it one hell of a shot and remove as many as we can, he said. Homan argued the enforcement of immigration law was not only just, but the key to ending the border crisis by ending the primary pull factor drawing people to the border. The numbers are not going to stop until these countries start seeing plane loads of people coming home because they were ordered removed and we removed them. End quote. My comment on that. Yes, Trump is going to deport them all. Except for the criminals who cannot be intimidated by you threatening with a prison penalty. They face that threat every day in Central and South America anyway. They will continue trying in perpetuity to enter your country. And rest assured, it will be male adolescents and men only. Good luck trying to send up to 20 million people to an uncompromising Mexico or whatever state, except perhaps for Javier Milei's Argentina, who is completely and utterly crazy in the hands of the United States already. Poor Javier. He's going to get a real hard time with his people, and his utopian libertarianism will become authoritarianism with the flavor of Putin's Russia pretty soon. Then he'll find out that libertarianism is just that, a utopia for loser nutcases like Ayn Rand. Javier Milei must have had a lot of help from the US for him to rise to power with such a bad hand of cards and such a clear handicap. But good luck, Javier. It still hasn't proceeded to a stage when he can no longer reply with any credibility to my point. As for now, he can afford to laugh at me. He does not yet know that I have a better set of cards than him. I am going to vote for the Social Democrats for the first time in my life in the elections in 2026. That is a big step for me. He should do the same. But I digress. Back to the big man, Donald Trump and his immigration policy. He will end up jam-packing the American prisons, as if they weren't jam-packed already. If the damned Degas ever gets out of prison and is deported, they will try and try again to get back into the country. However, Trump's people are right about one thing. Criminals can more easily blend in among their law-abiding compatriots. But tell me, are you going to start mining the border area and deploy snipers and blitzkrieg shock teams killing the criminals and law-abiding alike? Because then it'll make sense to me. But it'll ruin your international reputation. And it'll bring you down, man, faster than you can say, oops, then their baby is coming out looking like it's a chocolate, mama. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get. Quote from the movie Forrest Gump. The source for this was Mainstream News. My name is Roger Klang. Thank you and see you later, alligator, at a wild crocodile.
Merry Christmas to you all. Let's see each other either this new year or the next week. Thank you.